Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time, and what can I say? Ooh, honey child, the sun is shining. It is nice outside. You know what? I got my ice java here, and I'm just, hey, I'm in a good mood today, and what can I say? Let's get this day rolling. First of all, did you catch a movie this weekend? As they say, if you caught one of these top 10 box office movie, then you were in the loop. So here we go. A lot of shifting around in the movies this week. Number one was The Conjuring 2. First week out, and it made this weekend alone over $40 million. Remember, all these are just an estimation. So if I'm wrong, I apologize. And if I'm right, hey. And number two, first week out again, Warcraft. That one made over $24 million. These are all just in the good old U.S. of A. Okay. Number three, Now You See Me 2. And that one made over $23 million. Number four, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Okay, and that is the Michael Bay film there. And that one alone made over $14 million. Now it was number four this week, but last week that Michael Bay film, and of course one of the stars is the beautiful Megan Fox, was number one. Number five, X-Men Apocalypse, and that one made a little bit over $10 million. Number six, Me Before You, and that one made over $9 million there. Number seven, The Angry Birds movie. That one made a little bit over $6.5 million. Not bad for a bunch of little angry birds, you heard. All right, number eight, Alice Through the Looking Glass. Of course, that's the Johnny Depp film. And that one made a little bit over $5.5 million there. Number nine, Captain America Civil War. That one made almost $4.5 million there. And number 10, The Jungle Book 2016. That one made almost $3 million. So there you have it. A lot of good films there. A lot of shifting around in the movies. I'm telling you, when the summertime comes, the heat comes on for the movies, and who's going to be number one, two, three, and four, and so on, and so on, and so on. So what could I say there? All right. Moving on to some Hollywood gossip. Well, I don't know. You'd have to be living on Mars if you didn't know. Johnny Depp, man, he's going through a divorce. Let me tell you, he said, she said, they said. Well, anyway, allegedly, Johnny Depp's beautiful ex-wife has accused him of, you know, hey, maybe he hit her, maybe he didn't, I wasn't there. I don't know. I'm just reading the headlines. But some alleged accusations of abuse in the marriage. So he says absolutely no. Hey, his people say no. Her people say yeah. Well, now, if you're a big fan of actor, what is his name, Benicio Del Toro, well, he came out in Johnny Depp's defense and said, you know, no. So I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, it's a mess. I wish everybody peace and harmony in that one, but I think that's going to be, you know, a long, drawn-out process. I wish them both the best, and the truth will come out. as they say. Okay, so that's Hollywood gossip there. Okay, interesting. It's fine if you're a Johnny Depp fan. Okay, and then if you are a One Direction fan, okay, you know the One Direction all-boy group. Everybody loves them. All the girls think they're so cute. You know, they can actually sing. Anyway, they are mega stars. You know, remember we had, what was it, the Backstreet Boys, the Boys to Men, New Kids on the Block. I can't think, oh, what was it, New Edition. I'm going way back. What was the one with Justin Timberlake? What was that? Oh, Lord, I'll get a whole bunch of emails telling me, you can't remember what that is. Nope, sure can't. But anyway, now it's One Direction, and tomorrow there'll be somebody else. Okay, so anyway, in the group One Direction, of course, well, we all know what was it, last summer or about a year from now, one of their members, Zion Malik, well, he left the group, and everybody said, yeah, well, he left the group, and he has a solo career, doing well. You know, he's cute, he can sing, he's talented, blah, 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 blah. Well, allegedly, he was to have a big show over in London. I believe it was London. And he canceled the show, allegedly. But he tweeted out that he canceled it because he suffers from anxiety. So I thought, well, two ways to look at the story. If you have anxiety and you suffer from anxiety, that's not good. But a really good thing is if you have anxiety and you suffer from anxiety, and you tell people that you have anxiety, you know, about performing on stage in front of millions of people and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, if you can admit that, I think that is a very, very big, healthy step. So if he has anxiety, if this story is true, I hope that he gets help for himself and he works it out so he doesn't have that anxiety. I don't like to sit up there in front of two people and talk. What alone would I like to stand up there in front of, you know, a couple of million? But, you know, I would do it. Of course, a ham I am. Okay, Sam, I am a ham. But anyway, I would do it. So there, I'm just putting it out there, okay. If it's true, I hope that the young man gets help because he has a lot of singing, I mean, a lot of talent, and, of course, he can help a lot of other young people who have anxiety, you know, face those fears and those angst and those jitters and whatnot. Okay. All right. Anyway, allegedly, I'm just reading the headlines. Bobby Brown said once upon a time, allegedly, that, you know, he dated, you know, or he had a date or, you know, whatever. Some type of an alliance, more than just, you know, in the business world, with Madonna and Janet Jackson. Well, I said, you know, if that story is true, well, you know, Bobby Brown is extremely talented, and he's a singer, he's a dancer. I think he's done a couple little acting things and all that. All I can say is I met Bobby Brown years ago during the making of Cinderella. You know, they had the African-American lady, Brandy, and Whitney Houston played the fairy godmother. Okay, on the set, of course, Whitney was there, and, of course, Bobby Brown was there. One thing I have to say about Bobby Brown, a true gentleman to everyone, in my opinion, extremely nice to everyone, extremely polite to everyone. So, you know what? I think he's a nice guy. That's just my opinion. Hey, I'm sure I'll get some emails on this one. I think he's a really nice guy. He's a handsome guy. He's a talented guy. I think he's intelligent. Anyway, so if he dated Madonna and he dated Janet Jackson, those are not dumb ladies. They are very extremely beautiful. They are extremely talented. I think they're extremely intelligent. So you know what? I would say if that story was true, more power to them all. Because you know what? They all probably have that creative flow going, and what can I say? If the story is not true, well, I like it because it's a fun Hollywood gossip story. It sure is. Okay. And allegedly, Chris Brown was way over in, where was he, in Amsterdam. I've never met Chris Brown, but he was over in Amsterdam, and allegedly, he was stopped by the cops, and allegedly, the cops are questioning. Oh, this story just gets totally, and this one is too silly to even say. Allegedly, I don't know what I'm even talking about. He was stopped by the cops. I guess he was, you know, a little, shall we say, embellished on things. I don't know if he was, I don't know what he was embellished to make him feel naturally. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. But all I'm saying is I don't believe that's true. I think that it's totally fabricated, totally made up. But then maybe it's true. I don't know if Chris Brown was high, if he was drunk, if he was high on life or high on a substance. All I'm saying is, Chris Brown, you are so talented. You are so talented. So you don't need to get high, honey. You got the natural talent. If the story's true, hit up your act, my friend, and slow your roll. Okay, slow your roll. If the story is not true, well, it was finally reported in a coffee chat of Hollywood. Fun guys of the ladies. Okay, now, of course, on a serious note, very, 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 very sad weekend. I mean, people, where is the love? Of course, this is no joke, no Hollywood fun joke. A serious moment here. I rarely have them, but this was a serious moment. First of all, the shooting in Orlando, 50 people dead. Very, very sad. Our condolences here from Coffee Chatter go out to everyone. Very, very sad there that happened. I think it's a tragedy for everyone involved. You know, I don't know why the person, the alleged shooter, did the shooting. I do not know why, but it's just very, very sad when people are just not trying to have a good time and, you know, letting off steam or relaxing, meeting friends, whatever. And 50 of them come out dead. That, to me, is very, very sad. And then, of course, the second shooting, the beautiful girl, Christina Grilly. How so sad. Young lady, what was she, 21, 22, and gunned down, signing autographs, her career just taking off. I can't put it into words. I can't. It doesn't make any sense to me. So regardless of your race, your religion, your faith, people just try to stay connected to everyone around you and the fact that we are all human beings, that we all have families, and that the hatred always takes over the headlines, but my goodness, try to show some love to your friends, your neighbors, try to show some empathy, some compassion, some comprehension of the universe around you to let you know that, you know, you are connected. We are connected, and we don't have to be hatred and mean and all of that. So a very, very sad thing there to me, just a very, very sad thing. All right, and moving on. People, to a happier note, much love and much peace. It is just about 7:15 a.m. Grab your stuff. Your favorite cup of java, because you know every Monday morning it's always coffee chatter time. And spay and neuter your pet. Good Lord, people, summer's here. Every day I pass between 7 and 12 dogs running around in the street, just running around. It's so, so sad. Some of them have collars, so I see, you know, little red 1010 has, you know, escaped. And I actually saw two dogs climb in the fence. And when I went around and go tell the owner, I was kind of, you know, stalking the dogs to try to make them go back. Snickerdoodles went right back over the fence. They was looking at me like, when you drive that car, we're coming right back over. Anyway, stay in the your pet. Be nice. Be kind. Hold the dog before that little old lady, you know, going to take her 25 minutes to scoot her little butt inside the store. You might as well hold the door open because grandmama, she's not going no faster. So be kind, be nice. Okay, so you're on the road. Get you a cup of java, sit back and relax. Okay, 7:15, my love. Be productive, God bless. If you don't believe in God, put out a positive thought for yourself and the world. Ciao, bella, my friends. Adios. Bye-bye.